The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Talking about how the federal government might relate to female voters, and there's a review into workplace culture at Parliament House that's due to be handed down today. That is going to be massive. We've seen a lot of issues coming out of Parliament over the past 12 months and dating before that. What are you expecting to see in this report?
Yeah, look, I mean, what I've been told is that it is what we all expect, which is that it is going to be pretty bad. You know, it's what Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins was tasked to do after the allegations from Brittany Higgins of her allegedly being raped in Parliament House by a former colleague were aired. So, look, that's the feedback I've got. The government got the report yesterday. It was handed to Finance Minister Simon Birmingham. Labor was then briefed on the report along with the Greens, and also Brittany Higgins herself was briefed on it yesterday, is my understanding. And then what will happen now is that it will be put to Parliament today, and we'll, you know, all get the opportunity to read it and report on it. There will be a number of recommendations from that. It's important to note the government has already put some things in place following the revelations, you know, the alleged revelations from Brittany Higgins. So, you know, it will definitely shine a spotlight on that issue again. Earlier in the year when this all came out, it definitely felt like there was a dark cloud hanging over Parliament House in relation to this. So, you know, I'm sure it'll bring those emotions back for some people, but hopefully we can have some positive outcomes and actually have Parliament House be a safer and better place for all people to work in.
Yeah, which I think is something that everybody wants to see, and certainly that's the expectation of everybody outside of Canberra in our seat of power. But I'm curious to know, like, so in much of this debate, it's really been centred around Liberal staffers, Liberal Party officers. Do you think this review will reveal anything about the other political parties and what the cultures within their organisations might be?
I think it absolutely will, because staffers and parliamentarians and people who work on all sides of Parliament were, you know, interviewed for this review. And I think it's important to note this is not just a problem within the government. This is a problem across all areas of Parliament and all parties in Parliament. It's about the culture in Parliament House. So, yeah, I think it will, you know, it will look at all of that. I think, and obviously I haven't seen the report yet, but I think the Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins will, you know, will want to appear non-partisan. So I don't think she will be skewering any particular side of politics. She'll be talking about how we can, you know, make Parliament a safer place for all people who work here, regardless of their political stripes.
Yeah, I think that's so important. And we're lucky to have you reporting on it. The West Australian's federal politics editor, Lani Scar, thanks as always for joining us on The West Live.
Thanks for having me.